Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Tov Reish Hei and start Tov Reish Vav. Now we begin on the very, very last words of Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph, who we spoke yesterday about how you do kaparos. And we said that if a woman is pregnant, she takes two chickens, one for herself and the female child that might be inside of her, and then Ulai Teleid Zachar, maybe it's a boy inside, so she takes one for the boy. We brought down there was an opinion that she actually takes three, that you shouldn't have the same Tarnagolet for her and for her potential female child inside. So we pick up on the very last word. Ubocharin mitarnagolim levonim. Where ideally it should take white chickens. Aldero Shinemra, based upon the pasuk that says, if you have sins that are red, so they will turn white like snow. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Dalet, however, Mikol Mokum in Lachzer Acharei Levonim Davka. Don't specifically go after white ones, because Kamo Shinoagim Anoshim, Shemahadrin Acharei and Beyosin, like some people go after it so much so, Venosim Yokin, they pay extra money for it, because Vahubi Darke Hoyamori, that already is a Goyish practice. Vahogakum, that's the way the Goyim do things, and therefore we shouldn't be so specific and demand that we have white ones. Ella, however, im yavo memela liknos bemekach shar tarnagolim. If you have a choice, you have a bunch of chickens in front of you, so yiknoso v'lo yomar klum. So buy the white one without saying any specific that I want the white one. That's brought down in the name of the achronim. Now there are a tremendous number of dirsha footnotes today. We'll try to go through some of them very briefly. Dirsha footnote 14 says the isser isn't paying more. The isser is specifically trying to go and get it and going at all costs to go get a higher cost one for really no good reason. And Dershu foot number 16 says, when you're going to purchase, just ask for a tarnagol. Don't ask specifically for a black or a white one. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, kosvu achronim, im ein lo tarnagol, if he doesn't have options to go get a chicken, yikach avos, he could take a goose, or shar balichaim, or even other animals, she'enam ru'im la'krovel mizbeach, but they couldn't be animals that are from the cow, goat, or sheep family that could be brought on the mizbeach. And he'll discuss in a moment in the Dershu foot notes, what about a tor and ben yonah, which are the bird offerings that could go on the mizbeach. The yeshomim, but then the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu dogim, you can even give fish. Now, the Dershu footnote 17 brings down, Shemishum Shetarnagol, why specifically a chicken? It's matzli, it's very much common around there, more so than other animals. And furthermore, he says, oh, Shetarnagol is known as a gever, and therefore it's Tamura's gever, it's, so to say, taking the place of yourself, and it helps more than other animals. The Dershu footnote number 18 brings down that the reason why you shouldn't take an animal that could be used for akrova, because it looks chas l'shom, like you're actually going to bring a carbon, which of course you're not allowed to do. And when you say Zukaparasi, it could be mistaken for this is my carbon. Then he adds, in Shulchan Aruch, we learned previously that if you shecht different balei chayim, they could be brought up on the Mizbeach. So you have to be very careful in around Pesach time that you don't say this is my baser zel Pesach, because it could be mistaken that that's actually a carbon. And he points out that this is true, he brings it up in the Mishnah Berurah, that even if you don't do smicha on them, so there are those that specifically don't do smicha on this animal. Others say, no, it's not a problem if you do smicha because this chicken really can be brought as a carbon. What about the tor and the ben yonah, which could be brought as a carbon? So the Magen Avraham brings down, that's potentially a problem. And don't use the tor and the ben yonah, especially if you're dealing over here with the tor, which is when it's in the mature state of this species, then it can't be brought as a carbon. But in the immature child state of the tor, you actually could. And vice versa, the ben yonah, don't use it when it's in the younger state, when it reaches a certain level of maturity, that it can no longer be brought as a carbon, so then it wouldn't be a problem. And that's brought down by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Then he brings down, if it's a mechuser aver, it's missing a limb, so then it can't be brought as a carbon. So Prima Gordon says, Shekivin Shem Psulim Lakrov, Yochel Lukachdin. In that situation, there's no concern. Dishav number 19 brings down, if you're using a fish, he brings down for the Makor Chaim, Shem Yochel Lahavchin Behem Bein Zoch Lekev. If it's possible to say which is a male fish and a female fish, you should try to do a male for a male and a female for a female person. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Noaguli tina kaparos laniim." When you've finished doing the kaparos, the minhag is to give the chicken to the ani, to the poor person, or alternatively, olif dosan, or to redeem it. Then you can keep the chicken and you give the money. But mamun shenos laniim brings us down the name of the Ma'ariel. Give the money to the poor person. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey tells us, "Kmo shikasev." This is based upon a pasuk in Daniel in the fourth parak, pasuk chav dalit. V'chato echa, your sins bitzdaka peruk. You can remove them, so to say. You can redeem them by giving tzedakah, l'chule. So that's the pasuk from Daniel. Then he says, "V'emes liftoson tov yoser shulis baishu aniyim." Says much better. Instead of giving the aniyim the actual animal that you was koparis, and they're going to be embarrassed by that, as we'll see in a second, better to give them the money. You keep the animal for yourself. You keep the chicken for yourself. You shecht it and eat it, and give them the money that you paid for that chicken. Shiomer, because the only if you give them the chickens and say, "Hey, this guy is in osan avon osav al roshu. He put all his sins on this chicken. Ushlachu elai. Now he's giving it to me, so I should get all his sins." But if you know that the person isn't going to object, he doesn't mind, then you give them the chickens themselves, because because the poor person in those days would probably get more hanoah out of a chicken than he would out of money. Because he would shecht the chicken, eat the chicken, and that would be good. As opposed to if you gave him money, he'd have to go buy a chicken and then go shecht it. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want, you give them the money. He says, Rosaloma, Shiyarech to me Shivo Yakaparos, figure out how much the kaparas that you did cost, if you're keeping it for yourself, after you shecht it, and figure out, let's say it was $100, so you give that $100 to the aniyim. The hainu, in my yecholos b'yadot, that's if you're physically able to do so. Because of achronim, yeah, it's further from the achronim, the mishapoda also, if somebody goes and redeems it, yesh b'yadot mos maiseh, you have mos of maiseh k'sofim, that you were going donate to give to tzedakah, that you have in your possession, lo yiftemem. You shouldn't go and use such funds. Rak b'mol shulchulin. You should take funds that are chulin funds and not meiser ksofim funds. I assume that's what he means when he says meiser, unless he could be dealing with meiser sheni funds, which of course the same thing would apply. Continuing the Ramah, he says, v'yesh makomos, there are many people that have the custom, shenogim lelech halakvaros, that people go to a cemetery. We brought this down by both Erev Rosh Hashanah and as well as Erev Yom Kippur. V'laharbos mitztok, and they give extra tztok over there, which the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin tells us from the Magen Avraham, you give the money that you use for your kaparos, you redeemed it, you can give that at the cemetery. Albeit in the Ber Heitev, this is brought down by in Oz Te Zayin in the name of the Magen Avraham. But if you look in the Ber Heitev, Oz Hei, he says, the did stock shenosub sham hu pidyon hakaparos, brought down by the name Lavush, the Imkain Roy lost his kifi erach hakaparos yeshlo, and therefore you figure out how much you give based upon how much you spent on the kaparos. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ve'en lahar bo shom bitchinos." Don't do too many supplications over there in the base hakvaros. Rak mashem yusod me'akamonim. Just say what the kadmonim have said that is appropriate to say there. There's a lot of concerns that you're chas v'shalom doresh al ha'meisim and that you're chas v'shalom davening to the meisim. There's potential avodah zarah concerns. It's brought down in both Dirshu footnote number 21 and number 20. So one has to be careful about that. Shari Ein Omrim Hayom Tachlin. He also says you have to be careful about all the Tchinos because it's a day of Yontif, as we pointed out, and you don't say Tachlin, therefore certain supplications are inappropriate at that point in time as well. In any event, the Ramah concludes, V'hakol Minah Gof. He says it's a beautiful minute to go to the Kfaros and give lots of stock over there. Then he adds, V'yesh lahasmich shchitas kaparos. You should try to connect the shechting of these kaparos, miyad la'achar shechziru olav. As soon as you've done the shlugging of the kaparos, you twirled it over your head, and the samach yadu olav, and you leaned on it, or you held it. So in this situation, the musa karban. It would be similar to a karban that you're doing this. Again, we wrote down already that not everybody agrees that you should do this smicha. There are those that disagree, because it looks too much like a karban. But in any event, you should try to do this all together. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, V'yeshu kosu sheyesh lim no'ad v'arzeh, as I mentioned, there are those that are against this. The nearer kimaktish kotshim v'shochat v'chutz. It looks like you're actually being maktish this and shechting it outside the azar. V'acherim kosu sheyen lachash le'ah, but others say, no, that's not a concern. Kiv shetarnagol, it's a chicken. Ein a roil mizbeach, it can't be brought on the mizbeach, so it's not a concern. However, he brings down a deer shufut number 23 from the Taz, that even a Baal Chai, she'ein a royal mizbeach, even if it can't be used in a mizbeach, you still have to be concerned about it, and that's brought down from the raya that we gave before. When a person says, boss is Ela Pesach, he gives his Pesach order, and he's ordering all sorts of things that certainly aren't korbanos, but concerned over there, so too over here, there may be a concern. In any event, the Ramah concludes, Simon Tov Reish Hey, with the following words, he says, V'zorkim b'nei me'eim halagagos o b'chotze. You take the entrails of the animal, the tarnigol that you shechted over here for the kaparos, and you take the intestines, the entrails, and you throw it out and put it on the rooftops or in the yard. Makom sha'ofos yicholim l'kachas b'sham. Brings down the name of the Torah. This way the birds can go and eat this. What's the reasoning over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sivkot and Tes, shederech ha'tarnigolim lizon min ha'gazel, because the chickens will often go and steal things. So therefore, this is a kapara, so to say, for the chicken. And their intestines were the first thing, so to say, that took this gazelle. So it's supposed to teach us the idea, we don't want to have anything to do with this. We don't want to have anything to do with gazelle. So it's as if we're saying, since the chicken steal, and the first thing that they gets benefit from the stealing is their intestines, we're giving away those intestines and giving back to the birds. This is to teach a person how far we have to stay away from gazelle. And he says, likewise, it's also teaching us to be a rachman, to be merciful. Because you know that the birds have a hard time getting their food. And this way you're giving the birds something to eat. This way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do midah k'neged midah. You will merachim on his creatures, and he will be merachim on you. With this we conclude Simen Tov Reish Hei, beautiful Simen, and we start Tov Reish Vav, which deals with a famous halacha that a person should try to go and be mafias, to go and try to appease people that you may have hurt, that you did something wrong to them on Erev Yom Kippur. We be Meichel Me. That's a famous refrain that people have on Erev Yom Kippur, so we'll learn the deen of that. It's not enough to just give a generic, will you be Meichel Me to the entire world, and everybody says, yes, I'm Meichel you. That's not necessarily enough. So what are the deenim? Again, very important practical deenim. Tremendous amount of Dershu footnotes as well. We'll try to get through as many as we can. So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Aveiro Shebein Odom Chaveiro. Any of errors that are man-to-man, in between human beings, as opposed to everything, of course, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are some things that are specific for one person hurting another person, while it's also being over a daraisa, because Hashem says, don't hurt another human being, but these are called Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. So those Haveros of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, Yom Kippur doesn't help. And Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur won't give you a kapara, Achi if I say no, until you go to your friend and say, I'm very sorry that I hurt you, and your friend says, Moichel, I Moichel you. And this, the Mechaber tells us, this is true, even if it wasn't an actual damage, it wasn't financial damage, it wasn't a property damage, but he just hurt him with words. So you must go and appease that person. You must go and say, I'm sorry. Mishbur explains the Sivkot Aleph, the Gambazel of Al Isodo Naz Dvar. Just by words, you can hurt somebody very badly, and you're over cheating them with just words. And he says, Vine, Avu Bishigam Bishar, Yemosa Shonim Mikhuyiv Lefayes, Lemisha, Posha Kinegdo. This is not something just for Erev Yom Kippur, it's all year long. And as the Mepharshim will explain, you should do this Badavka all year long, not just wait till Erev Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, Mikom Mokom, Yemen Lo Pnai, Humamti Lefayesu Al Yom Acher. Normally, you can say, I don't have time today, I'll do it tomorrow. But here, Avu Be'erev Yom Kippur, Mikhuyiv Lesachet Akol. Here, you can't say, I'll do it tomorrow. You got to do it right now. Kadesh Yitar, Mikol Avonasov, in order to cleanse yourself from any of these impurities, any of these sins. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Kiva Yom Hazeh, on this day of Yom Kippur, Yechaper Lechem Michot Atosecha Begomer. Now you have to say, I'm doing it today, you can't push it off any further. The Kol Shekein, and certainly, Im Yesh Biyodo Min HaGezel Yono, if you actually have the stolen property or the item that you took inappropriately, improperly from the person, the whole Dover had no gab, but Mamon, because anything that deals with financial impropriety, Yirul Esakin, you should definitely go and try to fix that before Yom Kippur. Because having in your possession something that belongs to somebody else is the worst type of prosecution against you. As Chazal say, saw mali avonus. If you have a bag full of avonus, the saw is a measure, certain volume of aderos, so to say. So mi mekatreg, which is the first one that you're going to be attacked about? Gezel mekatreg berosh. If you have stolen things in your possession, stolen property in your possession, that's the one that the prosecution is going to attack you first for. Mishbur continues and says, and if you have money that your friend could go and get from you via tviya, via an accounting, a court system, so then you have to tell him. Even though your friend doesn't know about it, you have to tell him. But if you have any doubts, you should go to the Rav, to the one who's a judge, who can understand what's going on. Inyan Bishleimus, they'll know exactly what you should do, truthfully, and without any deceit. And you ask, what should I do? We're not sure about this money, I'm not sure what happened, so you go ask a proper authority what you need to do. Kalo Shudover, the bottom line, this is the rule. Kol Dover Shebemonim, anything financial, lo yismoch al hora aso, don't trust yourself. Ki Yetzahara, your Yetzahara, Yeshlo had Terim Harbe. Your Yetzahara is going to tell you, nah, it's legal, what you did was okay, it really wasn't so bad, and therefore don't trust yourself. He brings down the name of Chai Adam. A lot of Dershu footnotes here. Let me just continue doing all the Mishnah Berurah first, and then we'll get to the Dershu footnotes. So then he tells us, Sivkot and Beis, Lefaiso, that you have to go and be Mefais, you have to go and appease your friend. You should go yourself, don't send somebody else. Here I just have to say, Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down, because the act of going itself is part of the kapara process. Don't send the middleman, that he'll go in your place, because then you don't get the full benefit of asking. However, but if it's very difficult for you to do so, so then you should send a friend. Or if you know that he won't accept it from you, but he would accept it from a middleman who could maybe calm him down. He's very angry at you, but the middleman could calm him down. So then, then use a middleman. Bottom line is, you want to get the kapara, you want to go and apologize, you want to go and make amends. So the best way to do it is the way you should do it. Ideally, yourself, but if that won't work, use a middleman. The Mechaber continues and says, if the person isn't going to be meichel you, he's not going to accept your apology on the first time, do it a second time, a third time, and each time, take with you three people with you that will hopefully spur him to accept your apology. And if after three times he still hasn't accepted your apology and it was a true heartfelt apology, you're not obligated to go do it again. You still can if you want to, but you're not obligated to do it anymore. The Ramah adds, Mihu. However, you should say, Yomar Acharkach, you should say, Lifnei Asara, you should go to 10 people, Shabikesh Menem Mechila, that I tried to get Mechila from him, but he wouldn't give it to me. And this is brought down from the Mordechai and the Mariel, and the understanding here is, so people shouldn't think less of you. However, it's brought down in Dirshu footnote number 16, that purpose is that people shouldn't suspect that you were the cause for him not being forgiving to you because you never asked him. But if that's not the case, then you're not mechuyav to do this in front of 10 people. That was quite a bit of Mishnah Berurah. Now let's try to do some of the Dirshu footnotes. There's plenty of them. So we start off with Dirshu footnote number 1, and he says, Chavetz Chaim says, if you don't go and ask mechila, then if you die, even death will not be a mechaber for you. You have to go and ask mechila. This is also the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch and the Chayyadim. And Minchas Chinuch adds, and even if after your death your friend will forgive you, your Kabbalah's own show, Kivish Ein Kapara L'Meisim. This is not good. You're going to get punished for this because a dead person can't get a Kapara. And he adds, Mikomokom, you're talking Shiyukal own show, Bakach. At least you'll probably get less of an onish for that. Then he says, between Averas, B'Shem, B'Odom, and Chavera, that are also B'Odom, and Mokom. So he says, number one, first, you have to go and ask your friend first before you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, for tshuva. And second of all, he says, if you haven't asked your friend yet, then even a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't forgive you for his chelik in this as well. What happens, this can be unfortunately a common thing, where the person says, yes, I forgive you, but he doesn't mean it. He was really hurt by you. And yes, he's trying to be a good person. He says, okay, I forgive you, but he doesn't mean it. So the Chazon says, in a mall, that doesn't help. Because even though we normally say, Dvarim Shibalev, Eno Dvarim, normally what's in a heart doesn't count. So the person says, yes, I forgive you. So then you can take it to the bank under normal circumstances. But here he says you can't, because the whole idea of an apology and accepting the apology is all belave. And therefore, you have to really try and convince the person that you're very sorry for what you did. Others disagree with this a little bit, but the bottom line is that you should try and truly get him to change his mind about the forgiveness and not just say he forgives you. What about from a katan? So a katan doesn't work. So if you heard a katan, ain't a mechila mechila's katan. It won't help. Shari katan ain't a bar mechila. He doesn't have the capability to be meichel you. Mikol makom, you should ask him anyway. And when he gets older, you should ask him again, because then he has the capability of forgiving you. What happens if the person nebuch is mentally deranged and he can't be meichel you? In this situation, what do you do? The person's crazy. And Nebuch, he won't be able to understand what you're asking. And if he even forgives you, it doesn't take effect. He's not a bar das. So in this situation, you ask in front of 10 people that the person who you hurt should forgive you. That's the end of the things we're going to say in Dirshu footnote number 1. There are many important things in Dirshu footnote number 2 and number 3, but we'll go to Dirshu footnote number 4 right now. And he says, don't wait till every Yom Kippur to do this. You should do this as soon as possible. And in Dirshu footnote number 5, he brings down from the Tur and the Levush that you should always go and ask people for forgiveness, so all Jewish people should be friendly with each other. And therefore, there was a custom that even if the person, you know, you didn't do something to that person, you should go and ask forgiveness from them anyway for anything that you might have done. And this way the Satan will see that we're like Malachim, and he'll say the Shalom Beinayim, and he won't be Makatrik against us. This is also brought down the name of the Ateris Tzvi. He also suggests, because sometimes you were pogeb in their kavod, you may not have hurt them directly, but you didn't give them the proper kavod, and that's enough of a reason as well. Again, Dirshu footnote number 6 has many things in it. We'll just go to the end paragraphs where he says, you stole from somebody, but he doesn't know that you stole from them. And he has no tzar from that. Now, if you go and tell him, it's going to be worse. So he brings up the Pele Yoetz, you don't have to be mafiasim in that situation. Just return the money that he's owed. And this is what Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe says as well, send him the money, send it via the postal service, send send him, you know, money in the mail. Below Shiafarid Avur Mashalechlo. You don't have to tell him why. Well, Yasha says the same thing, so that's all. Now, on the other hand, the Kav Chaim brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Shelus Shmuel, and he says he's not sure. And the Pisrei Tshuva writes down, Mikomachum Tzorich Lefaiso Akach Shegarm Lo Minias Revach. He can't take that money and have used it. So even though you didn't hurt him, he didn't know about it, but he didn't have that extra money, he could have gone and done business with it. Finally, Dishavu number 8 brings down, if he's forgiving you even without going to him, nevertheless you should still go to him because that's worth much more when you go to him directly. The issue foot number 10 brings down what happens if you're going to cause him further tsar. So most say that if you're going to cause him further tsar, then it's better not to go and tell him ayin sham for these details. With this, we conclude today's shir.